I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Stupid LA. Fire engine.
I'm sorry, I live in Norham, like North LA. It's endless.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have another LA startup spotlight for you. Super, super, super excited that I'm in the office with Robert from LifePrint. Hi.
Hi. I there's no way I can compete with that energy. Hello.
Oh, no, that's okay. You don't have to be as obnoxious as me. I don't think LA can handle that much obnoxious behavior right. On one podcast.
The sound's not big enough for the both of us.
So tell me about LifePrint. Let's start out you created LifePrint, right?
Yeah, I was one of the founders of the company, but I am specifically chose not to be the CEO. I am not a CEO. I wanted to be the product developer. I like being the person that creates the product, but I'm not, you know, you have to know where your skill set is, right? And I decided that focusing on the product is where I want to live. But yes, I am one of the founders.
And before we start to talk about what is LifePrint, where are you guys based in LA?
We are based in the North Hollywood area, but we also have offices in sort of the Bay Area and San Francisco.
So cool. And you're going to get to share with us about crowdfunding too, because that's been very much about a part of your story. So what is LifePrint?
Yeah, so LifePrint, you can think of it simply as sort of the blend between Polaroid and Instagram. So it would essentially be, if Instagram existed in the real world, what would that look like? So we've created a photo printer and a social network for physical photos that allows people to share real photos, physical photos, across distances just as easily as they would share a text message with somebody, with sort of this augmented reality Harry Potter twist.
And you funded the MVP on both Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Right?
Yeah. So Kickstarter was our first launch into bringing the product to market. And then we used Indiegogo InDemand, which is an additional pre-order platform after Kickstarter, after your Indiegogo campaign is over. They will host your pre-order site for you and you can do additional pre-orders through that platform. So yeah.
And what inspired you to create LifePrint?
Boy, it's a long story, but the short version is that when I was in college, I was a big Polaroid user. I would always, you know, I was the guy that always brought his Polaroid camera to parties and stuff. And this is when Polaroid photos were like a buck a photo, like a buck a shot, right? So as a college student, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I had like a significant part of my sort of, you know, my allowance, as it were, when I was a college student, my salary working at some small little piano store, going to buying Polaroid film because it was really important to me to personalize my space. I didn't have posters of bands and stuff like that on my walls when I was in college. I had pictures of all my friends. And I decorated my whole room with pictures of, you know, friends and travels and holidays and birthdays and everything. So photos, real photos, were always sort of near and dear to my heart. And then my Polaroid camera broke in like 2006 or something like that. And Polaroid went out of business, right? And so it was really hard after that to get film and to get replacement parts and things like that. It was just really expensive and really hard to find. And so then I bought an iPhone, and then my iPhone became my camera. And within like 90 days of using my iPhone, I was like, yeah, but where's the picture, right? I was posting on Instagram, I was posting on Facebook, but I was like, where's, you know,
oh, totally.
Where, like, do I get the picture from?
No, right? It's so frustrating that, I mean, the beauty of having photo albums, like what happened? Yeah.
So I was reading this article, and this was, I don't know what year it was, maybe 2011 or something like that. But there was this moment in time, and we all take it for granted now. But if you think about it, there was a moment in time in the last decade when the iPhone became the world's most popular camera. Before that, it was like the Sony XP29S or whatever, right? Some small pocket handheld camera. And then the iPhone surpassed it one day, and there was no looking back, right? And so I sort of came up with this idea, well, what if you could make your iPhone just, you know, to be able to print real photos just as easily as you could on a Polaroid, right? So I had this idea around, you know, from my own need of wanting real photos in my life, to create a really cool modern photo printer for iPhone. And then it became, okay, well, if we're reimagining photo printers and photography in general, then what else do we want our photos to do that we can't do today? And so that's where we came up with the idea to make them social and shareable, right? Yeah. So you can print photos to your friends around the world on their printers, with their permission, of course.
And let's just make sure that everybody listening really absorbs that.
Yeah.
You could print photos around the world from your friends. So can you give me a use case example?
Yeah, very simple. So I live in Los Angeles, and let's say a Esprit, you lived in New York City.
Yeah.
And we were good friends and we wanted to share photos. And maybe I went to a wedding that you really wanted to go to, but you couldn't make it out from the East Coast. Right. So I could take a bunch of photos from that wedding. And then I could take one of those photos, and if you have a LifePrint printer in New York City, and LifePrint has a following and follower system, just right. like on Twitter or just like on Instagram. So if you're following me on LifePrint, I can actually take a photo in LA and send it to you in New York to your printer and have it print out to your printer in real time. So that way you can get a physical print of that moment that you can then put on your fridge or hang on your wall or whatever. So it allows people to share physical photos instantly. If I wanted to share with you that same photo today from that wedding, how would you do that, right? You'd have to like print it out at CVS and then I'd right. have to like mail it to you through the post office or something. It's just bananas,
Or you'd
right?
have to own like an expensive printer and even the quality of those isn't that great.
Yeah, or I'd have to like email it to you and then you'd have to go then download it and print it. Right. It's just not the same, right? So the idea is that we've streamlined this whole process to where you can take any photo from any social media platform or your own camera roll and send it to somebody else and have them print it within 3 clicks.
But not only that, with your app, you can hold the photo. I mean, let's talk about that because, I mean, everybody in We Are LA Tech, you guys, everybody in We Are LA Tech, when we do these like club experiences, they'd see the app and everybody would be like, oh my God, you have to check this out. This is crazy. So,
So the social piece is half the story. The other half is augmented reality. So if you've seen the Harry Potter movies, you might have some understanding of how, you know, photos coming to life could be really cool, right? So what we've done is later on, we developed this additional piece of technology that allows people to not only take a photo and print it out to somebody else's printer, but you can actually take a video and print it out to somebody else's printer. You could take a 15-second Instagram video, or you can take a Vine and you can take a still frame from that Vine, or you take a still frame from that Instagram video. You print out the still frame from the printer, and then you take our app, and we have like a viewer within our app, and you open up the viewer, you hold it up to the real photo in your hand, and then that photo comes to life, and now that Vine is now in your hands. So you are now holding a Vine in your hand or a Snapchat in your hand and you're watching it come to life.
It's so crazy. And I know on an audio podcast.
Doesn't do it justice.
Right. So where can they see a video of this?
Yeah. So we had a big hit on Facebook. A company called Futurism picked us up. We got 10 million hits on a video that they posted. That video went viral. It got about 250,000 shares and 10 million views. And that does a really good example of showing how the technology works. Or you can just visit our Indiegogo page, which has a bunch of animated GIFs and videos of the photos coming to life. YouTube, also if you search LifePrint on YouTube.
And you guys, we'll include this in the show notes. We have an amazing teammate at We Are LA Tech named Carl. Thank you, Carl. Carl, if you could put all of Robert's links in the show notes, that would be great. And
thanks, Carl.
What LA Tech company has really impressed you?
Yeah, so I have a hardware and retail background, right? And so over the past couple months, I've been networking and meeting people, and I've been really impressed with the Make in LA team.
I love Make
in
LA.
Sean. Shout out to Sean. I mean, here's a, you know, hardware is sort of going.
You know, Make in LA is powering We Are LA Tech.
I do know.
You do know that? Okay, but you guys, this was not planned.
That was not planned.
This
I've been
really
working
genuine.
With Sean.
Yeah.
So Sean at Make in LA. I mean, that organization, because I come from a hardware background. I come from a consumer product background. And so, you know, hardware is really going through a renaissance right now with all the things that you can do with app connection and IoT. We're really now getting to a point where you can do some really exciting stuff with hardware. Whereas even 5 years ago, hardware was a very dull category. But if you think about the biggest products, the biggest valuations of the last few years, a good portion of them have been hardware. You have Nest, you have Oculus Rift, you have Fitbit, you have the whole drone
Wearing
industry.
My Fitbit right
yeah,
now.
You have the whole drone industry, right? So hardware is kind of re-going through this renaissance right now, and it's good to see organizations in LA kind of paying attention to that space and Make in LA does a good job of that.
That's cool. Yeah, I love Make in LA. And what would you say, how has LA helped you accelerate your success for your company?
Yeah, so LA is so unique in the sense that it's so connected to socialness and it's so connected to influencers and media and stars, essentially. I'm not talking about your Tom Cruises. I'm talking about people that are well-respected in their communities, people that have, you know, 50 to 100,000 followers on Instagram. I'm not talking about the 20 million followers. Right. I'm not talking about Taylor Swift. But there is a massive amount of people who live in LA who have really good social gravitas, and they're really open to partnering with you and doing cool stuff with you, right? And so LA is very unique in the sense that if you want to partner with an influencer, or you're looking, you know, you're developing some skateboarding product, so you need some skateboarder to get behind it, LA is like the perfect place for all that, because you have all of these, you know, kind of up-and-coming influencers who are doing really cool stuff that, you know, want to get out there just as much as you do. So you can find some really good partners in that space. And I guess a special also shout out to Collab and some of the other guys that are running really cool influencer agencies in the city.
Do you know the domain, the URL of Collab? Is it just...
I think it's collab.com, but I'm not sure.
We'll include it in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
What people who want to cyberstalk you as they're listening to this episode, how can they kind of dive in deeper?
Yeah, so if you want to check out LifePrint, you can check out at LifePrint Photo on Twitter. We also, of course, have a Facebook page. We have Snapchat now, which is just LifePrint on Snapchat. And then, of course, if you want to get in contact with us about business development or anything like that, you can go to our website and contact our email team there. We'll have email contacts on the website that you can reach out to if you want to talk about partnerships or anything like that.
Awesome. And your ask of the community. If you could ask the community for anything, like a genie in the bottle, if they could just stir up a request, something that would help you accelerate and achieve your milestones, what would that ask be?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. I mean, in some ways, I'll just say keep it up, right? I mean, there's been so many cool events and cool people that I've met just by putting myself out there. So there's plenty out there if you want to go find it. But specifically, especially when you're working in hardware, fundraising is – I know it's fundraising is always a thing for startups, but especially for hardware because you have cost of capital that is different than if you're working in a software startup. So anybody, you know, easier access to capital, I guess, would be a good example, because there's some angel groups and things like that down here, but, you know, it would be nice to see more of that type of community out here.
But what is the direct ask for LifePrint? Like, if somebody could magically create your wish right now, one of the 3,000 listeners, you know, what would that ask me?
So we are launching in retail this Christmas with a major partner that I can't announce yet, but it is a major retailer in the United States and globally. You would know them if I said them to you. And we're launching this Christmas with them, and we need a credit line to fund our inventory because we now have a big, big customer on board, and we have our first 12,000 units ready to go and being built, but we need to build like another 25,000 because they're forecasting a huge amount of inventory for this holiday. So my magic genie in a bottle, I guess, would be looking for someone to provide a credit line.
And how would they be able to get in touch with you if they're able to do that?
If you're able to get in touch
with
a credit
line. Or if you know someone that would be interested in that opportunity. Yeah.
Or know somebody who knows somebody. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. You can email, just email me. My email is robert@lifeprintphotos.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your LA Startup Spotlight with the We Are LA Tech community.
You are very welcome.
I love it. If you guys believe in everything that We Are LA Tech does, go to wearelatech.com/believe. We appreciate all of your support. If you are looking to get deeper immersed into the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. We have an amazing community of people waiting there to chat, connect, and discuss what's going on here in the city. And you guys, I'll see you in the next, or hear you in the next episode, or talk to you in the next episode. Everyone always corrects me, but
big thanks to Esprit. How great is she, huh?
Oh my God.
Round of applause, everyone.
Thank you. I'll give a little applause for myself. Thanks, guys. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.